531.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Alpha. Gee, a lot's happened since last we spoke. Man, it's been quite an action-packed couple of weeks.
You're enjoying it, aren't you?
Yes. And thank you for your humility. And not
can you tell?
A particular jersey, but hey, there is an important game coming up. We'll get to that very shortly. Let's take a look at action from Super Rugby Aotearoa. Firstly, Razor.
Yeah, let's do that, guys. So we are now three rounds into the Super Rugby Aotearoa competition. And, gee, doesn't it warm the heart to see the Blues on top of the ladder, just like the good old days. And after their wins on the weekend, Blues and the Mighty Crusaders are the two unbeaten teams in the competition.
Competition needed to shrink Blues to five teams for the Blues to even come up. Anyway, as you were, Razor.
Blues adding to their six-match winning streak, making it seven on the bounce. And what a game it was on Saturday night. Now, a lot has been made of the new laws around the breakdown and the strict enforcement by the referees of those rules. But the hope was that it was going to create a safer and a faster game, and that is certainly what we've been seeing in the Super Rugby competition so far, and certainly what we saw at Eden Park on Saturday night. What a game. Free-flowing and just end-to-end action between two good teams. And, you know, from my humble perspective, the Blues just made the less mistakes of the two teams, which gave them the edge over the Highlanders. Now, that's not to take away from some of the great performances by some of the players. See, some of these Blues young guns, they're really, really going from strength to strength. The likes of Hoskins Tutu, who we have spoken about quite often on our show. Akira Ioane seems to be playing his way back into the form we know he can produce. And, you know, you've got the captain, Sa'u Patrick Tuipulotu, really leading from the front. And, guys, how about his after-match speeches now? Really, you know, he's opening with
Samoan
salutations, Samoan greetings. You know, that's awesome, addressing supporters in his formal Samoan manner. For continuing on with the speech, that's just great to see. And but on a night full of stars, none shone brighter than young Caleb Clark. What a performance by the young man. You know, we found out afterwards that his grandfather had just passed away hours before taking the field. And so you know, he dedicated that win to that try and that great performance to his grandpa, his mum Ciala's dear father, who passed away. And so our condolences to Caleb and his family there on the passing of their grandfather. But what a game it was on Friday.
Definitely. I watched that post-match interview with Caleb, and, you know, the emotion on his face. And, you know, another example in overcoming, you know, such great loss to, you know, produce such a wonderful performance. Oh, my goodness. No? Grandpa would have definitely been happy with that one, player of the day.
And that whole game, that boy was slicing through that back line. Knife and butter.
Oh, my gosh. He was playing, definitely playing for his grandpa. Right?
Wish him luck for next week, but anyway.
And, what about our the Chiefs now? They're not looking too good at the moment.
Yeah, well, it's the part Alpha's been waiting for. It's the Mighty Crusaders on Sunday afternoon.
Definitely on a knife, those guys. Definitely with a knife.
You know, they the last 2 weeks they've shown their championship credentials. And whilst they haven't been perfect, you know, they certainly look to be at their dangerous best in patches against the Hurricanes last week and the Chiefs on Sunday. And that is the mark of a class team. That they can, you know, they can play average by their high standards, but still win. And, you know, whilst we are going on about the Blues and their seven-game win streak, how about the Crusaders? That was their 35th straight win at home. Now, that's what you call a record. So, well done, Crusaders. Now, the Crusaders will be facing the Chiefs this week. The Hurricanes. And then after that, it's the game we've all been waiting for, the Blues against the Crusaders. And so that's going to be a really good game. Very interesting. So there's a Super Rugby wrap-up, boys.
Before we move on to the NRL, let's get your both unbiased opinions on the missed call and the Chiefs' loss to the Crusaders, which Warren Gatlin and the rest of the coaching staff weren't too happy about.
To be honest, I actually thought that the Chiefs was going to take that game, especially in that second half. You know, that Gatlin signature, right? You see it all the time with Wales. That Northern Hemisphere smash advance, you know. So I thought, ooh, it could be the Crusaders' Chiefs' day. But, hey, man, luck had it our way.
Razor?
Well, Well, I think, to be honest, I missed the call that Warren Gatlin was talking about. But what I did believe was missed was the ball girl actually touched the ball that went out just before the quick lineout that Will Jordan scored the winning try from. So I don't know if anyone else saw that, but the rule is if the ball touches somebody outside of the line, you cannot have a quick throw in. And I think the ball girl actually touched that ball. So throwing that in there as well for Chiefs fans.
Well, let's move on to the NRL now. And, I mean, we might as well, you know, the sudden, well, mid-season loss of, you know, Stephen Kearney having such an impact on the Warriors. And I've never seen this before where, you know, after the game against the Storm, where Cameron Smith, Craig Bellamy and Ryan Hoffman, assistant coach and former Warriors player, actually going in and, you know, having a talk with the team, you know, trying to encourage them. Are you aware?
Yeah, that's right, guys. Obviously, the big news of the last couple of weeks is the dumping of the Warriors head coach. And, you know, it's the reactions are still being felt. And, you know, Kearney, he's actually the fourth Warriors coach to be sacked mid-season. And, you know, it's not surprising, actually, seeing opposition coaches and players and captains and what have you go into the Warriors dressing room or after the game, talk to them, because they really do owe it to the Warriors, because if not for the Warriors, there would be no competition. Now, again, we've mentioned this previously on the show, that because of the contract that the NRL has with the broadcasters, that contract demands that every team in the competition must be playing. So if the Warriors wouldn't be playing, the NRL would be in breach of contract, which means there would be no money coming in and no rugby league on TV. So hence the reason why, you know, there's a lot of sympathy for the Warriors and what they're going through. Just needs the Warriors to perform and put the form on the board.
Mm. Let's go through the results for the last round of the NRL, Razor.
Yeah, guys. So Thursday night, the Panthers, 20 points to 12 over the Rabbitohs. Now, the Panthers, Ivan Cleary's really got something good going down there in Mount Druitt area. He's got a bevy of young Pacific Island talent, which he's really moulding into something special. So the Panthers winning there, 20 points to 12 against the Rabbitohs. Friday night, yes, the Storm against the Warriors, what used to be a close and tight encounter every year. Now, the Storm just running away with this one, 50 points to 6. Also on Friday night, the Roosters flexing their muscles again, reminding everybody, hey, we are the premiers and we're going to be hard to beat this year. 26-12 win over the Dragons. Super Saturday with our big three games. Cowboys, somewhat of a revival after being a bit of a slow starter this year. They've knocked over the informed Newcastle Knights, 32-20. Broncos still languishing at the bottom of the table. Yet another loss, this time to their neighbours, the Gold Coast Titans, 30 points to 12. Now, what a game. Match of the round. Brian, your team showing that they could be the real deal this year. 25-24 over the Raiders. A last-minute drop goal, field goal.
King.
Sunday, we move on to Sea Eagles against the Sharks, 22-40, 40 points to 22 win by the Sharks. Just goes to show how fickle supporters and the media are. One week, Sean Johnson is the worst player in the NRL. The next, he's right up there and one of the best with a great performance against the Sea Eagles. Also on Sunday, and rounding out our games for the week, West Tigers 34, the Bulldogs 6. Now, the Bulldogs, gee, they're playing worse than the Warriors, but you know, there doesn't seem to be the same amount of media coverage talking about how the demise of the Bulldogs. So the Warriors can take heart in that. They're not bottom last. They're not the bottom of the table. Their honour belongs to the Bulldogs. So yes, our wrap, guys.
Very good. And I've requested specifically for this morning's Sports Talanoa for a special mention in the English Premier League there, Razor and Tau Ili'ili, the mighty Liverpool Football Club taking out the championship. First time in 30 years with 7 games in hand and about 27 points ahead of second place man Manchester City. Yeah. Yes. What an achievement. Okay, yeah, then.
That's right, no, that's right.
At the cost of my Norwich.
No, oh my gosh, okay then. And yes, so before we have any comments, I was going to sing the song this morning, but I'll just read it out for our Liverpool fans that are joining in this this morning. Well, hey, why not, eh? And if you want to join in, please.
Please sing
because it,
on, it
only happens once in 30 years, guys, so please, if you will indulge me.
Okay, here's a test for you, Brian.
Yes?
Name a couple of players from the 1990 side who last won the competition.
Oh my gosh.
This is a test for you to see if you are a real Liverpool fan.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, here's a story for you. So,
okay.
Back in the 80s and 90s, you know, my family would go to church in the morning, come home, have our Sunday kawai, and big league soccer was our afternoon viewing before we made our way back to church for the afternoon service. And Liverpool was our favourite team. My dad's favourite player actually was John Barnes.
Now, come on.
He was the striker.
Go Digger.
He was one of the only black players in the Premier League back then. So he was one of our favourite players. And so the likes of John Barnes, Ian Rush, and charismatic goalkeeper Bruce Grobbelaar, they were part of that 1990 team, which I remember well.
Ian Rush?
Won the competition. Ian Rush, yes, the Welsh striker. So Liverpool fans can rejoice once again. Their team are the Premier League champions.
Come on.
A dominant campaign, as you mentioned. It was interrupted by the coronavirus, but there was no doubting that Liverpool was certainly the most dominant side in this Premier League for the last 30 years, actually. That won the competition with six games remaining. No team has been crowned the Premier League champion in June. And, so what a performance, and well-deserved by Liverpool.
And
Liverpool's real fans.
Jurgen Klopp, you know, the man that came in, because, you know,
if you
look back at when he came in about 5 years ago and the state that the club was in at the time, and then to ask, you know, for the fans, you know, to join him, to have faith in that. And he said, not verbatim, but paraphrasing, you know, maybe in about four years, you know, we'll get a title in that. And true to his word, you know, within that period, not only Premier League champions, but also Kings of Europe, World Club champions as well. And, you know, this is after missing out on a few finals, you know, previous years as well. So very good. I'll read it out. Come on. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
Wow.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Enjoy it. Right. Could be another 30.
Hey, don't do that. Don't do that, please. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, with that, it is a very big thank you to our resident sports guru, Ray Razor-Tiletea. Always a pleasure to have your company, brother, and we'll look forward to your company again next Tuesday morning. Have a great week, and all the very best to you and the family. Cheers.
Thank you, guys. Mawia lava lava yaso. Thank you.
Yep, bless you heaps. It is 8 minutes to 7. Our news at 7 o'clock is coming up shortly. And then before 7:30, the Right Honourable Valvasa Manaya, Winston Peters, catching up with Tau Ili Ili. It's going to be good.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Come on, come on, come on. 5:31 PI, Pacific people together.
Do you keep it real online. Kids can go from safe places to scary places in just a few clicks.